Design trends. For those of you who don't know, my name is Matt Weber. I'm the CEO of Weber Lumber. So I'm going to try and tailor this presentation from the perspective of a sawmiller. And somehow we've sort of made this transition from becoming a sawmill into a value-added consumer products company. And you might be wondering, how the heck did we do that? It wasn't easy, actually, but the key to it really for us, the key to our success at the end of the day was starting to think about how to make hardwoods interesting and affordable and DIY friendly. And, you know, that started off, in our case, with decorative wallboard, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Fortunately for us, wood, in our opinion, in my opinion, has made a bit of a comeback in terms of aesthetics, overall aesthetics in the home. For instance, here, especially in feature walls, we're seeing a lot of stuff just like this. It's got a hardwood floor, and you got, in this case, it looks like a reclaimed weathered wallboard. Very popular look. It's clean, popular. And what we saw when we, this happens to be a real reclaimed wood, which goes for about $20 a square foot. It's not affordable to the average consumer. So we thought, how can we make this be affordable and DIY friendly? And we started launching our own products. Rustic refinement overall as a design trend has become very popular. Again, you can see this is almost all wood, top, bottom, all over the house. So again, we look at this and we think, how can we bring some of these elements into the home at an affordable price so the DIY consumer can get this type of look and in most cases be able to do it themselves. Here, this is a more modern look, still popular and trending in our direction, but what I find interesting about this particular trend isn't this, that's probably veneer, but the flooring down here is a chevron look. Again, very popular, in our opinion, is going this way, but the low gloss finish and the wide plank, highly textured floor is difficult to replicate with LVT or some of the engineered products. So figuring out how to get this in an affordable way makes a lot of sense to us. Here's, for instance, our design process in-house. We have a photography studio at the mill, which sounds kind of funny to most people, but we put in a design center last year, or 2 years ago. We put in a photography studio, and we started figuring out how to use our existing products in interesting ways. And so there's the initial design. This is a powder room. We came up with this feature wall using poplar hobby boards. It's three-dimensional. Looks kind of complicated. Looks kind of high, you know, designery. But it's actually really simple. You can stick it up with two-way tape. And when we present this on social media, we got tremendous feedback. And we thought, okay, this is a product. And it's not just in the rustic refinement side. It's more on the contemporary side. So this is going to be a new product we launch next year. But the other thing is this floor down here. It's an Art Deco floor. I'm going to show you this a little later in another slide, but that we took unfinished flooring, put a pattern on top of it, and then put the polyurethane on top of that. Seems kind of boring, but this type of thing actually got some of our biggest response on social media, and you can't do that on pre-finished flooring. Again, this is actually one of our, this is taken in our photography studio, but you can see weather wallboards in the background. This is our newest color. We just launched it this year. We call it wheat. Tremendous response, but it's interesting. Different parts of the country have different tastes. So this is really popular in the Southwest and the Midwest. They like browns and sand tones, whereas our Nantucket gray whitewash is obviously more coastal, mid-Atlantic. Ceilings. Who knew? This is actually one of the most popular design trends. The biggest response we get on social media now with our what we used to call wall boards, they're really using them in the ceiling. If you look up here, how do I go back? There we go. That's our whitewash up there. They kind of put it in a new and interesting way. But over here, you see this? That is just regular strip unfinished hardwood flooring. We put that, we showed how to put this, in this case it was a Moroccan design, on top of the floor, and then polyurethane it on top of that. That got 70,000 views in 48 hours. And the next thing you know, our phones are flooded because they think our strip flooring special. Our phones are getting flooded with how do I get it and where do I get it? Again, this can't be done on a pre-finished floor. It can't be done on an LVT floor. It can only be done on an unfinished floor. And if the industry is looking for new and interesting ways to get excitement about our products, these are things to think about and get it out on social media. We show it. Well, first we show the finished product, generate some interest, then we show a project and how to do it. And it's usually video. Today, I think this has about 200,000 views. We call this World Traveler. I remember when I was a kid, you'd go to these old stuffy homes and they had like these kind of walls in the background. This is actually making a comeback. We made out of our Red Oak hobby board program that we sell to Home Depot with a thin sheet of plywood in the background. It looks very expensive, very rich, but that whole wall can be done for about $300. And again, when you do that and you show it that it's affordable and DIY friendly, we show it in the form of a video, it becomes popular and accessible. It doesn't look like something that you have to be wealthy or even that skilled to do. That whole wall was built in one day. We call this is still part of the World Traveler look. See this here? That's a picture frame molding on drywall. That's it. Looks super high-end, but it's actually relatively easy to perform. And again, when you show this to people, they're like, yeah, I like that, then show them how to do it, it becomes interesting and accessible. This down here I find kind of interesting. If you look real close, this is called cerussing. I don't know if anybody's heard of this finishing technique. But the growth rings in the flooring is one color, and the rest of the board is another color. The really interesting thing I like about this is it works best on red oak. And I think we all cut a heck of a lot of red oak. This particular look is really, you know, we should be showing red oak with different cerussing techniques to show it in a new and interesting way. If people want to draw attention to it. It doesn't work on maple or cherry or walnut. It only works on red oak, a little bit white oak, but it really works best on red oak. Flooring trends. I think we have another flooring trend coming up, but my full transparency, my design team put this together, and they put this up here. But we are seeing higher-end designs, whether it be herringbone here. There's that Art Deco stencil, basket weave. Of course, wide plank flooring is still popular, but I think the key to making our product look interesting is to keep it highly textured, super low gloss, and showing it in interesting patterns. Board and batten, and is everybody familiar with that? Concept. Board and batten is making a really major comeback from what we can tell. So here again is another opportunity. We're putting together kits now, you know, to replicate this kind of thing. I don't consider that board and batten. That's our weather wool boards there, but up here. And then also this is a hanging wall. It's a hanging divider wall. Again, because you can see both sides of it, it really lends itself to solid wood rather than engineered products. We have this in our design studio, and it gets a lot of attention when people walk into it. Again, this is sort of a board and batten look. Here's a more traditional board and batten right here. But with today's the popularity of shiplap, the nickel gap shiplap, you know, you can really get into design elements like this, sort of more geometric in shape. Or you can get more ornamental. Again, ceiling trends. This for us, I would say probably 30% of the wall boards we sell now actually go up on the ceiling. And the interesting thing about our wall boards is 85% of the buyers are women. And in most cases, they're actually the installer as well. All you need is a brad nailer, liquid nails, and you can slap it up very quickly. The user gets a sense of accomplishment because it looks like a high-end decorative feel. That's a relatively easy project to do. We have brand reps that we develop through social media. There are social influencers all over the country, and we have 80 of them right now. 79 of them are women, and about 50 of them do their own install videos. So they kind of really become our evangelists out in the marketplace. And today, 10% of our sales are online. I never thought we'd have a big online presence, but that's the power of social media. Again, nickel gap, shiplap, shown in a more interesting way. As the trend started, everyone knows Chip and Joanna Gaines. She really got the shiplap program, look really back on track with just white. But we're seeing it go to multicolor looks and different shapes and patterns like that. Board ends. We're working on a wall board right now that is essentially the ends of the board, not the sides of the board. So different look. You can see these jewel colors are really coming into trend right now, and also these warm grays. Again, showing, that's all oak, by the way. Showing oak in really contemporary, good-looking ways is really key, I think, to what we need to keep generating interest in red oak. That's really it. I kept it kind of brief, but if anybody has any questions, comments, I'm happy to tell you what I know. Yes. Yes. We do all the finishing in-house. And the way we come up with a new color is exactly the way I talked about earlier. We nail up new colors in our photography studio, which essentially has room sets. Then we put it out on social media, see what gets the best response, send it out to our brand reps. They'll give us an honest review of the product, and we start to see which product we want to launch next. Our wall boards, specifically our decorative wall boards, the rustic ones, we have a program with Home Depot. We're in every Home Depot in North America. We also sell through pro yards, design centers, and online. Any other? Did you say, are we able to use all the aspects of the grades? Yes. So, I mean, FAS tends to go to higher-end, sleeker looks. As we get down to one common and two common, it goes into the rustic, weathered looks. The key is as you go more rustic, you have to go more textured. We actually wire brush or nylon brush products as they get lower in grade, and it adds more interest to the look. Thank you. Well, we try to be evangelists for the industry. I believe in our future. I think we just got to get more creative and keep pushing the envelope. And, we kind of take a shotgun approach. Not everything works. I thought we were going to get into butcher blocks last year, and I made a couple thousand butcher blocks and cutting boards. I couldn't get them to sell, so now everyone, we give them out for Christmas every year now. So if you guys want one, let me know. I'll send you one. They're not all home runs. Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for your time.